Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels podcast, episode 163. Today we're reading chapter 55 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop, book 3, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. Psalm 54:2. On their second Sunday, as she was greeting and fellowshipping with some of the members after services, Stacy shook hands with Tricia Gerber. As she bent down to greet Tricia's daughter, she almost jerked back at how familiar she looked. Shania was staring at her with curious brown eyes. "Trelawney," Stacy almost bursted out. Regaining her composure, she spoke with Tricia Gerber, directing a few of her questions to Shania, who, except for answering her questions, otherwise was quiet. When it was time to say goodbye, Shania and Stacy seemingly exchanged a long, familiar stare. Stacy gave her a hug that felt warm and familiar. She watched thoughtfully as the Gerber family exited the auditorium. Stacy was in deep thought on their ride home from church. She could not hide her speculation as she questioned her mother about the Gerber family. "Mom, Dad, Robert, I say this without any fear of successful contradiction, but the Gerber's little girl, Shania, is Trelawney. I have no doubt about that, and I believe that Shania recognized me. The initial stare she gave me was a look of surprised recognition, and the way she kept looking at me while I talked with Tricia Gerber. Her eyes are the splitting image of Trelawney's, brown and curious. I hugged her, and I know that hug. I asked her her age and what grade she was in, as well as her birthday. Everything matches up to Trelawney. Are you sure you're not jumping to a false conclusion because you want Trelawney back so badly?" her mother asked. "Remember, you shared with me on at least two occasions that almost every 5-year-old girl you saw not only looked like Trelawney, but acted like her. You might be speculating out of your hurt. The Gerbers have been coming here for about 3 months now, and look, Mom, I know my daughter," Stacy said. "Personal questions that I directed at her, which may have given away her identity," Mrs. Gerber quickly and without any reservation answered for her. "Questions like, do you have any brothers or sisters? What's your favorite animal?" Trelawney always expressed her desire for a large shaggy dog. "We were going to get her one for her birthday," Stacy said, closing her eyes tightly. Robert placed his arm around his wife's shoulders as her voice cracked. He looked at his in-laws. "Stacy, are you sure? We don't want to rashly go and accuse them of kidnapping." "Robert, I know my child," Stacy said adamantly. "If you had met her, you would be in agreement with me." "Stacy, are you sure about this?" her father asked again. "Shania goes to school at Newmount Zion Christian Academy. I can speak with Pastor and Mrs. Richardson and meet with Shania to see what information I can get from her. I can speak with her teacher to see if she has noticed any questionable behavior in her," Sister Wilmington said. "I appreciate it, Mom. At least give me a chance to prove myself wrong, if I am wrong. I'd hate to return to New York with this on my mind," Stacy said. "May I come out to the school with you tomorrow when you talk with her?" "That might be a good idea. We'll see how she responds to you," Sister Wilmington said. "Let me call Pastor Richardson. Let him know about this." The following morning, shortly after Tricia Gerber dropped off Shania, Shania met with Pastor and Sister Richardson and Sister Wilmington in his office, where they asked her some personal questions. Shania hesitantly answered the questions and ended with, "Please, my mommy told me not to tell anyone that I was from New York or that I have a brother. Please don't tell her I told you." "Don't worry, we won't," Sister Wilmington said. "We were asking you those questions because I have 3 people I want you to meet." She opened the door and signaled for Stacy, Robert, and Trevon to come into the office. "There she is. That's my real mommy and daddy," Trelawney said, rushing into their arms. "I knew it was you when I saw you yesterday. You smell nice, like my mommy always smells. Trevon," Trelawney shouted as she hugged her brother. The Gerbers were arrested later that evening when Tricia came to pick Trelawney up from school. Stacy and Robert decided not to press charges after hearing the Gerbers' sad story at a meeting in Pastor Richardson's office with Police Chief Petralis present. I can't have any children, Trisha Gerber said amidst tears. I wanted one so badly, it got to the point where I was having physical symptoms. I was getting sick. I told my husband I was going to kill myself if I didn't have a little girl soon. We stopped by playgrounds and schools and would observe the children. Trelawney, and her brother were easy targets, as they always stood away from the other children. We watched them for about 2 weeks before taking her. Between sniffles and wiping of the eyes, Trisha and Matt apologized profusely to the family. "Please forgive us for the worry we caused you," Matt said. "I just hated to see my wife sink into such a deep depression, and when she threatened suicide, I felt I had no choice but to do something quickly. I'm willing to serve jail time, but please let my wife go. As you see, we took good care of Trelawney. It was never our intent to hurt her in any way." Stacy was somewhat touched. She knew the joys of motherhood. Being that they took such good care of Trelawney, they decided not to press charges under one condition, that they remain there at New Mount Zion and that they keep in touch with them. "We'll help you start the adoption process for a little girl," Sister Richardson said. "I understand what you're going through. I thought I would never have a child, and I fretted and worried and became depressed. It took an emotional toll on me. But God blessed us with a son in my late years, so you never know what God has in store for you." It was a sad but sweet reunion for Trelawney. She was glad to be going home with her parents, but she would miss the Gerbers because they had treated her as though she was their own child. "You keep in touch, and I'm still going to get you your dog for Christmas," Matt told her as she hugged them both for maybe the last time. On their ride back to New York, Stacy and Robert took a detour through Oklahoma to visit Monica and Jonathan. It was a time of rejoicing as they caught up on old times. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible states in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. May God bless you until the next time.